problem. Gee, is that really it? Because, you know, you look down on the bridge, and here's all this sand and growing things.
Right,
and right in the middle of it, this tiny little stream. And here's this gigantic bridge.
That's right.
And oh, maybe I came to the dry season.
Now, when she went to the reservoir, picking up a lot of it, and
it did.
Coming down through that, and when she overflows, she spreads out in Rankin County, I believe.
Oh, is this the Ross Barnett Reservoir?
Yeah, Barnett Reservoir.
Yeah, that's the one I saw sign. If you wanted to plant on marshy or swampy land, it'd be necessary for you to do something to it, and you'd say, we're going to plant on that land, so
we've got them. So I always tell her she dry out. We've got to get it fixed so we can plant it.
But in the process of getting the water off the land,
we'd have to drain it. We'd have to cut a drain down here to drain that water off so we can get the plant.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. And then you'll say we are doing what to the land? We're
draining.
I see. Fine. And what you would cut to do that would be
Sometimes you get a bulldozer to go through there, or you get a road machine.
And it would cut a
ditch through there.
Okay, fine. a shallow arm of the sea coming up into the land. Do you know any word for that?
Shallow coming up.
A shallow arm of the sea coming up into the land. Okay, well let's ask this. What about a creek? Is a creek a freshwater stream?
Yeah, it's freshwater. That's a stream that is similar to a river, but not as quite as large as a river that carries all your wastewater that you have flowing through out of these off of this land into a little ravine, and them little ravine we call them branches here.
And them is a branch the same as a creek?
Yes.
Is it bigger or smaller?
Small. That's it's a small.
So you'd have a river and a creek and a branch flowing from the biggest.
Yeah. See now that'll come a branch, just like that going down that. That way, I call that a branch, going canning water off of my property on down to this branch down. There maybe it's about 6 or 7 feet wide, or maybe something like that. And now that water then would carry, that branch would carry that water, we call it, on into the creek.
I see.
That branch is emptying into Baker's Creek. Now, Baker Creek will flow on down here, and it'll empty into Big Black River down here.
Is Black River bigger than the Pearl River?
No. They put them pretty well near about, down in this way, near about the same.
Mm-hmm. What other rivers are there in this area?
No rivers. Now, after you leave the Big Black River, you hit the Mississippi River.
I see.
Over here at Vicksburg.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Big river. Yeah.
Well, now, what about a run? Have you ever heard of a run?
A run?
Uh-huh. Talk about water.
Uh-huh. Well, we all say, this little run here is maybe just like the water go down or down there off of them places now. We call them that where that take the water off this hill and live. That's a little run.
It's smaller than the branch.
And it now that them little runs, they carry that water and empty it over there in that branch.
I see. Then what about a stream? Is a stream bigger than a creek?